This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. An important thing to recognize about what's happening today is that you and all of us are under a constant psychic assault by the left-wing media. I'm going to explain this concept. What do I mean by psychic assault? That's the topic today. Thanks for joining me. HealthRangerReport.com for more podcasts. By psychic assault, what I mean is they're assaulting your mental state. They're assaulting your psychology. They're assaulting your mind, your consciousness, your awareness. The left-wing media has abandoned all facts. You know, there are literally millions of people in America who do not know about Uranium-1. They do not know that there has been an indictment and 11 charges filed against an individual involved in Uranium-1. They do not know about Fusion GPS. They don't know about the DNC corruption and collusion, the murder of Seth Rich. They don't know any of this stuff because the media isn't telling them. Instead, the mainstream media is filling their minds with seething hatred and mental derangement. They have turned a big portion of this country into truly insane, mind-numbed zombies who are filled with hatred and rage but lack any facts. They lack any contact with reality. That's what the media has done. That's why I've called them journo terrorists, because they are terrorizing mentally the American people with deliberate engineered disinformation while avoiding reporting anything rooted in truth and reality. And this is the goal of the left-wing media. This is all deliberate. And they hope that if they can push this hard enough, plus with late-night so-called comedy, which has just become hate TV at this point, then they can win back the House and win back the White House. I mean, they're doing it through hatred and psychic attack. And they just cannot deal with reality. Even when a doctor recently declared that Trump was in good health and gave all the numbers and went through multiple tests, including a cognitive test, the mainstream media, or what used to be mainstream, I guess, the legacy media, has pushed their agenda of a conspiracy theory, claiming the doctor lied, even though this doctor was also Obama's doctor. They keep claiming, well, Trump must be diseased. Trump can't talk. Trump is going to die of a heart attack, whatever. They just make things up. This is the same media that denied Hillary Clinton had health problems when she passed out and nearly collapsed at that 911 memorial on, what was that? That was in 2016, before the election. They had to throw her into a waiting minivan and to heave her in there like a side of beef because she just collapsed. And the media denied that, said, no, that didn't happen. That wasn't true. But they want to push health conspiracy theories about Trump. You see, they have no touch with reality. They're not living in the real world. They're living in a delusional bubble. And the sad thing is that they've extended that delusional bubble as a psychic warfare vector to everybody else. So they, the media, you know, like Joe Scarborough and Mika Brzezinski and all the others there, they have made themselves mentally ill, but they want to spread that mental illness with others. And that's what the point of the media is, to engage in psychic warfare against others to spread their delusions and spread their hatred. And that is what, frankly, is powering Antifa and powering the hate-filled left, who are pushing domestic terrorism now and calling for the murder of conservatives and saying that words are violence if they don't agree with the words, and thus they think they are justified in using violence to stop your words. They are abandoning the First Amendment. They are abandoning free market principles. They're abandoning the Constitution, even the Republic, even the Electoral College, democracy, the outcome of the election. They are abandoning all that. And what they are demanding instead, through this psychic warfare attack, is communism sweeping through the country, taking over everything. The schools, the news media, the White House, they just want straight out communism. And that's why this psychic assault is so damn dangerous. Because these people, these leftists, who now control Google and they control Facebook and they control Twitter and YouTube and all the internet giants, and they control the colleges and universities, they are so incredibly dangerous because this is all a run-up to communism. That's what they want, is a nationwide communist revolt. They're planning it. They're building the narrative for it. They're brainwashing people to get ready for it. This is all a run-up to an actual physical communist takeover slash revolt. That's what they really want. And it follows the pattern of history of other popular revolts that have happened in the former Soviet Union and communist China and throughout, Cuba, for example, where the people who used to own private property, the communist takeover with Castro just came through and took all their property and confiscated all their businesses. Some people were executed. Some had to flee. Some fled to North America. To this day, they still remember the Castro regime and what it did to destroy lives and murder people and steal their businesses and steal their land. That's communism. And this is what the left is pushing for, and they're pushing hard. So make sure you understand that you need to have psychic defenses, frankly, against the mainstream media or the legacy media. You've got to, every time you hear something on CNN, your first thought has to be, that's fake news. Don't believe it. Don't get suckered into it. Anything you read in the New York Times, your first thought has to be, that's got to be fake. Don't believe it. Even if what they're telling you is rooted in a portion of reality, they are leaving something out. They're not telling you something that's highly relevant. For example, they said Trump recently, they said that he called Haiti a shithole and some African countries. They didn't mention that he said we should bring more immigrants from Norway and Asia. They just stopped at Norway. And they said, oh, he wants white people in. So they said he just wants people from Norway. They didn't tell you that he also said, and Asia, which is not full of white people, by the way, in case you didn't know that. So Trump, see, that they leave things out to fit their narrative, and then they insert false things into the news, and it's a psychic attack on you, on your consciousness. It's twisting reality. It's putting you in the matrix, kind of the news matrix, where they feed you the disinformation that they want you to believe, and they deny you access to true information that they don't want you to know about. It's a psychic assault. Now, where can you defend yourself against this psychic assault? Of course, read my website, naturalnews.com. And we now publish hundreds of websites, including Trump.news. And my favorite news site that we publish is called leftcult.com. Leftcult.com, just like it sounds. And there we document the cultism and insanity and mental derangement of the lunatic left. And that's becoming a very popular website. We have a lot of great content going there every day. And, you know, we publish not just health news and science news, but news exposing the communist agenda of the left. Because we are not only pro-science and pro-First Amendment and pro-Second Amendment, we are pro-America. We want to defend this republic. You know that, if you've listened to me at all. I'm all about defending this republic. So thank you for listening. Share this podcast. You can hear more at healthrangerreport.com, but also check out leftcult.com. To stay informed about the psychic attack on your mind and your consciousness by the left. Thanks for listening. Take care.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.